right now we are in a very experimental phase. We don't know really yet how it will work in practice and how citizens can really influence the EU legislators, because there is no experience yet. But as I said in the beginning, from a formal point of view, you need to collect 1 million signatures. They need to come from out of at least 7 member states. And you also need to reach certain quorums for each country in order to qualify. But basically, you need, of course, first of, like in a practical sense now speaking, you need to have a good idea, which is in the competence of the European Union, especially in the competence area of the European Commission, which is, so to say, our EU government or the monopoly for legislative initiatives. And then you need to communicate cross-border, like we do right now. You have to find people from other member states, communicate with citizens, communicate with the EU institutions. You need to register, find out whether your issue is admissible. So it is a lot of work to be organized before and in this 12 months where you have the time to collect signatures.
Are there any initiatives yet or any legislation proposals that are announced by any group?
Yeah, there's coming more and more initiatives. For example, on the protection of water, that means against the privatization of water systems, against atomic energy, against data retention. You might have heard about ACTA, the internet community is highly sensitive about EU legislation on making this more restrictive. There are a bunch of issues coming up, and we've published these initiatives also on our website, citizens-initiative.eu, and we will continue to update this page, and we try to interconnect citizens from different countries so there won't be any double work and that they can really make use of this instrument.